And something you put over the, after you made up the bed, you put this over?
The spraying.
Okay. Something you rest your, when you go to bed, you rest your head on a...
Pillow.
Now, a large pillow that goes...
Now, that's spread back there on the bed, and a lot of people call it a counterpin.
Do you ever use that?
No, I don't, but the older generation might.
Okay, it's the same thing, though, as a...
A spread and a counterpin.
How about a large pillow, a long pillow, kind of maybe a round one that goes...
I don't know, just call it a pillow.
Okay, it's the term bolster, you know.
No.
And if something doesn't go partway across, and say that goes...
All the way across.
Okay. Never use clean or clear or plumb or gin?
You'll find the older generation using clean across.
Okay. Now this is something that you, something that's washable and possibly not tied. Something like a blanket. Women used to make these.
Quilt?
No. And a bed made up on the floor?
Pallet.
And if soil is very rich, say this is what kind of soil?
Well, we'd say it's good soil or refer to it as topsoil.
Yeah, but something that starts from fur, the sound of fur.
Well, this would be a fur?
Yeah, that's what. Now, how about low-lying land along a stream that
swamp.
Might flood in the spring and be plowed later?
It's a swamp.
Okay. Now, this is some, but...
Or the bottom land.
All right. Now,
that's
is there
what
a difference?
Farmers would, if you're going to plow it, it would be a bottom land.
But the farm, the
the swamp wouldn't be cultivated.
All right. How about low-lying grassland?
I don't know what they'd...
there was a song that was very popular when you were about a sophomore or junior in high school, and the last part of it was in the meadow. There's a something in the meadow.
Yeah.
Well, meadow is the word I want.
Meadows.
Meadow. Yeah, is the term meadow?
It's not too familiar.
The term meadow would be used. Meadow is the word I want you to pronounce that, so I left the word tree out and gave you the word meadow. How about a... now, swamps, you think of in any kind of inland...
low area that's not cultivated.
But and there's usually water in there all the time. Any names for poor sandy soil?
No. We have rocky soil more here.
Okay.
We don't have sandy.
Do you use the word loam or loom for anything, either of those, references soil?
No, not for soil.
Okay. What do you think of loam as?
Well, loom, something looms over you, we use that. So.
No, this is a...
But referring to soil, no.
Yeah. And if they they wanted to plant the bottom land, or they wanted to plant a swamp, they might have to do what?
They have to clear it.
And then they have to get the water off. They have to
drain it.
Sure, and they might. And they have to cut a
ditch.
Okay, and just bodies of name. Just a couple of bodies of water around here.
Well, we have ponds. We have rivers. We have creeks.
What are the names of some of the ponds? Do they have names?
No, they don't have.
Ponds don't have names.